Good morning, Gerald Bowman in for Mark Loshack. He's got another day of cooking at Canadian Western Agribition. You know something else that was cooking at Agribition was yesterday, the Evan Bray Show.
It was cooking, Gerald.
I love listening to the show because not just the interviews themselves, but you could hear the energy, the vibe from the sound around you.
Oh, I know. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So I was on the air doing an interview with someone who was on the phone. It was a guest. It wasn't actually related to Agribition at all. It was just one of the interviews on my show. And as we're talking, I was sitting at a table, had a tablecloth on it. I could feel something brushing up against my leg. So I kind of, in the middle of the interview, I looked down. There's a little guy. He's about 7 years old. He dropped a toonie as their class was walking by, and it rolled under the booth. So he's under the tablecloth trying to grab this toonie. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is just the chaos that comes with Agribition. There's kids everywhere. You wouldn't believe the number of school kids that were there yesterday to take in the sights and sounds.
Agribition is always a great gauge, you know, late in the year to, I guess, as we enter a new year. I guess, what's the buzz? Is there optimism? Is it cautious optimism?
You know, there really is. I was quite impressed. I had Chad Ross on yesterday from the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. And, you know, there's no shortage of challenges in agriculture. We know that. But despite those, and despite the fact that we don't have as many cattle producers today in our province, or in Canada in general, that's what is a big part of what's driving beef prices right now. But you throw in some tariffs and trade challenges and what, yet there still is really a lot of optimism. And I'll tell you, the crowd this year, Gerald, I was chatting with Sean Kindop, who's the CEO of Agribition. They're breaking records. They were sold out again last night for the rodeo. Already tonight and tomorrow night sold out. No more tickets available. So they've got record crowds coming. And I think, and I'm just going to say this again, the number of young people there, very seldom do you see a family farming operation where the kids aren't there as well, walking around with mom and dad. And I think that speaks well for the longevity of ag in our province.
A big, big topic for today, making news. The federal government striking a deal with Alberta to work towards a pipeline for Canada's West Coast. Now, later this morning on your show, Premier Scott Moe, also you have the Natural Resources Minister. This, again, we've heard from BC Premier David Eby and First Nations groups. Boy, there's already a lot of butting heads over this.
Sure there is. And I know Premier Scott Moe yesterday gave a brief statement on this, saying that he feels that this is not only a great deal, and it's a great signal that Ottawa is paying attention to the needs of Western Canada. But I'm getting the vibe from Premier Moe that he feels that this also could be the groundwork of maybe future deals that involve our province as well. So there is that optimism there. But you're right, Gerald. There's still a premier that's standing at the Alberta-BC border with his arms crossed saying, no, we don't want you here. He's calling it a distraction. He's saying the coastal First Nations in BC don't want this. So I think there's still a bit of an uphill battle. It begs the question, and I've seen this played out on social media yesterday, is this a deal that Ottawa struck with Alberta essentially to quieten them down, knowing that there's still lots of challenge ahead and the possibility of this not even going is there? I'm going to ask Minister Tim Hodgson that question when he's on the show today.
Later today, well, actually, for some areas of the province already, they're getting some snow. Saskatoon, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow. Winter driving conditions kick in as well. Great segment yesterday. And some of the stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought, you know, I have one from actually just a few months ago while driving to Kindersley to watch the tankard. It was just whiteout conditions, and I was watching, the power poles on my right. That was my guide.
That's your indicator.
I know. How about for you? Any white knuckle stories come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I talked yesterday on the show. I used to ref hockey, and I remember one trip particularly to Radville, Saskatchewan, which is in the far south of the province. And as we were driving there, there was myself and the two other officials in the vehicle. There was a couple of times that I opened the door to be able to try and see that where the line was, because in between snow drifts and blowing snow, the door provided a bit of a barrier that I could, okay, yeah, I'm still on the highway. But you're worried to slow down because you're worried about a car ramming into the back of you, regardless of whether your lights are on. But, you know, I hear and talk about those stories, and then I hear, like my guest yesterday, Sean Harris, who is on season 12 of Ice Road Truckers. He's a Prince Albert trucker who drives these ice roads. They have like an 8-week window in the north to drive heavy loads over the ice of the lakes and the rivers up there. Of course, there's all kinds of danger that comes with that. I can't imagine the nerves it takes, but it did spark a lot of interesting phone calls and texts into the show with people sharing their experiences, whether it was driving on an ice road or just winter driving in general.
Coming up, 8:36 this morning, the Evan Bray Show, and right off the bat, Premier Scott Moe. Thanks a lot, Evan.
You bet. Thanks, Gerald.